All employees in New York State must make a minimum of $8 an hour. For food service workers, they earn $5 per hour, and their total compensation includes expected tips. So the base wage for service food workers is $5, and then their total compensation includes the expected tips.
And Governor Cuomo yesterday asked you to appoint a committee, a wage board, to consider possible changes to the wage laws that cover those service and food service workers. Tell us a little bit more about the work that this committee will be doing.
Well, the committee is charged with looking at the regulations that govern food service workers and service employees throughout the state, evaluate whether or not those regulations, as it relates to the minimum tip wage or the wages for those workers, are adequate, and if they're not, make recommendations for changing those regulations.
What kind of considerations will be looking at?
Well, I don't want to prejudge the committee, but I think certainly there are a number of factors that they will be looking at, including the cost of living in the state, whether or not the tips that are being provided to service food workers as well as service workers are adequate, and I assume a variety of other factors. The last wage board was convened in 2009 to look at similar issues. And this board is going to look at the regulations that apply to service food workers.
Can you tell us why these workers are classified under a different category than most other workers, how this law actually began, that they have to make $8 an hour, but they don't have to have the basic minimum included?
Sure. There are certain requirements that are set under regulations, and those requirements are known as wage orders. They may modify the basic rate. For example, there are wage orders that cover jobs in the hospitality and the building service industry. There are also wage orders that apply to miscellaneous industries and occupations, and then there are wage orders that apply to farming. Those wage orders have been on the books in New York State for decades. So in many instances, those wage orders are modified when the minimum wage increases. But the most recent minimum wage legislation did not automatically increase the tip wage for hospitality and building service industries, which is why the governor has convened a wage board to look at that industry and determine whether or not it's appropriate to change or modify the regulations that governs their wages.
Who are the members of this board who will be considering these recommendations?
The three members, Peter Ward, who is the president of the New York State Hotel Trade Council, Heather Persetti, who's the president and the CEO of the Business Council of New York, and Timothy Griffin, who's a retired Broome County executive.
The New York minimum wage will be going up in gradual steps over the next few years. Is this law already tied to those increases? For instance, they have to make $8 an hour, but as the minimum wage itself increases, will their base pay also go up?
Yes. All employees currently must make at least $8 an hour. On December 1st of this year, that will increase to $8.75. And on December 31st of next year, the base will also increase to $9 an hour. And that will affect all employees in the state. And the difference is most employees, or many employees, receive a base rate of $9 an hour. Tip workers will receive the $5 as their base rate, and then they receive the additional compensation through tips. But it must equal $8 an hour, and at the end of this year, $8.75 an hour.
I understand that the recommendations are due by February. Will you first get the recommendations and then consider them, and then you will pass them on to the governor?
The wage board is required to submit a report and a recommendation to the Department of Labor, and the commissioner must review those regulations, or those recommendations, I should say, and determine whether or not he agrees with them. And if he does, then we would implement those recommendations. If not, modifications could be made to those recommendations.
So the Labor Department could implement these recommendations without legislative approval?
Correct. That's the structure of the wage board.